The word of God for our consideration this morning is Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. This morning, I would like for us to reflect on these very familiar words from the Christmas story in order to focus on two very different reactions to the wonderful message of Christ's birth. While Mary quietly ponders this good news, the shepherds actively proclaim it. Ponder is perhaps not the most frequently used word in today's society, nor is it used very often in the Bible, only once in the New Testament. Ponder means to consider and reflect upon, to think deeply and quietly about a subject. In our text, Mary provides a wonderful example of this action. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Just think about what Mary was going through at this moment. She had just given birth to her first baby, a life-changing event. Even more importantly, though, she had just given birth to the Savior, a world-changing event. She and Joseph had just been visited by the shepherds, who had been told by the angels this good news, the pure gospel truth, that their Savior had been born in a humble manger in Bethlehem. That Savior had just been born of Mary. At such an overwhelming moment, Mary seems to calmly take a step back and ponders these things. Why ponder these things? What good is it to just sit there and think about what happened? Perhaps the word ponder is not used in today's world because it seems that in our society, one of the things that we do not value is sitting back and thinking. In our world, people seem to be continually on the go. We are permanently connected to our phones, computers, or other devices that keep us in constant contact with people. Or we seek entertainment in TV or other mind-numbing pursuits that allow us to escape thought. Such hustle and bustle is especially evident in the Christmas season. People scramble to buy presents, to go to parties, to travel, to see loved ones. It always seems like it's the busiest time of the year. Though we may feel that as Christians we are immune to such distractions, we are constantly assaulted by the devil, the world, and our own flesh. And we too easily fall prey to underappreciating the true joy of this season. Mary, though, presents us with a different sort of model. Her action, her pondering, encourages us not to get distracted in all the trappings of Christmas, but to focus on its true meaning. We are told that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. As she thinks about the miraculous birth of the Christ child, she is getting it all together. She was getting together in her thoughts all the wondrous things that wondrous night had brought. One way for us to get things together in this season is to ponder just what the birth of the Christ child means. When we think about the manger, we should realize its significance and point forward to the cross. The birth of Jesus, true God and true man, and his perfect life and sacrifice means that we are justified in God's eyes. Though fully understanding such mercy may escape our limited human consciousness, what a blessed thought to contemplate, to ponder. Furthermore, we can rejoice that it is not Mary herself or we ourselves on our own who are even capable of such contemplation. Rather, it's the Holy Spirit who leads us to deeply consider God's word and to treasure his message. May God give us the focus and the strength to take time to ponder the true, wonderful gospel message of Christmas. Though pondering God's word and his message this season will help us to understand and appreciate Christmas, we also want to proclaim this good, great news to others. Think how excited children are on Christmas morning when they open their presents. They're eager to show and tell others what new toys and games they have received. When we think of how great a gift we have in the Christ child, who brings us forgiveness of sins, how much greater should be our joy and our willingness to share this message with others? Yet, how often do we stumble in this area by not providing witness to God's great mercy? Just as the actions of Mary, a sinful woman like us, but guided by the Holy Spirit, provides an example of pondering God's word, the shepherds, similarly moved by the Holy Spirit, also demonstrate how we can be active in proclaiming the Christmas message. Observe what the shepherds do after they see the Christ child. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Later, they returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them. The shepherds were not trained theologians. They had not spent years in seminary or training for teaching. Instead, they were regular working people. Yet they did not hesitate to spread God's word and to glorify and praise him. They immediately sprang into action. At times, we can be intimidated about spreading God's message. What if we don't know enough? What if we can't answer all the questions a person might have? Or we may be embarrassed or shy about sharing the gospel. From the shepherds, we can see a God-pleasing reaction to the wonderful Christmas message, the joy of sharing these words with others and enjoying in worship and praise. Also, we remember that we also proclaim God's word through our lives and our actions so that people will ask us what we believe and why we act the way we do. As we look at our lives, we may see many failed opportunities to proclaim God's word. Yet, as we ponder the miraculous birth of Christ this Christmas, we can also pray that the Holy Spirit gives the energy, the enthusiasm, and the eagerness of the shepherds to proclaim God's word. May God bless us this Christmas season as we both ponder and proclaim the wonderful news of the birth of our Savior. We'll close with hymn 85, the last three verses, 85, verses 13, 14, and 15.